Just two short ha'aris as it relates to the Gemara. So on the top of the Amid, the Gemara mentioned two exchanges that Rabbi Yochanan had with Yanuka the Reish Lakish. Two independent back and forths that he had with Rabbi Yochanan's child. And the Gemara began that Ashkeche Rabbi Yochanan and Yanuka the Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan met the child of Reish Lakish. Amalesi told him, Emali Psukech, tell me a pasuk that you're learning right now. The pasuk that he was learning was Aser to Aser. Then the Gemara brought a similar exchange where again he meets Rabbi Yochanan's child and Reish Lakish's child and he says, tell me, what are you learning right now? And he quotes a pasuk, Yiveles Adam Tesalif Darkoi, Val Hashem Yizaf Liboy. So Rabbi Yochanan was intrigued. He asked Reish Lakish's son, tell me, what are you learning right now? Rav Reuven Margolis, in the Tzaytzeyar, his comments right here on the Gemara, say he's mitzayin another Gemara, Masechtas Chulin, Daf Tzadikei Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Rav Bodik B'Mabara, when Rav had a Shailah, and he wanted to be shoyel by his proverbial urim v'tumim. So what did he do? So he would be baidik b'mabara. He would look for ships and ayin sham b'gemara, what he would do. Shmuel badik b'sifra. Shmuel used to open up svarim, a geirul hagra, and he would try to figure out what to do when he was in a little bit of a bind. Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan do? Badik b'yanuka. Rabbi Yochanan would be baidik Biyanuka with a child. What does it mean he would be Badik Biyanuka? He would meet a child and he would say, Psoikli Psukech. He says, tell me, what pasuk are you learning? And the pasuk that the child would tell him, he would see that as some form of nevuah, some form of insight as to how he should go about doing what he needs to do. So says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, it's Pashit. This is just an example of what the Gemara said was Minhagoi. The Darkoi Shel, the great Rabbi Yochanan in Chulin Tzadikei Amid Beis. Rabbi Yochanan was Badik Biyanuka. That's the rest of the story. He's not just fehering the child. Pasha, you learn the Gemara. He met Reish Lakish's son. Reish Lakish is his Talmud Muvik. Listen, he wants to see how his Dairis are doing. So he says, tell me, let me hear what you're learning. But it could be it's more than that. This is Rabbi Yochanan that was Badik Biyanuka, but he shtelsu another Gemara. And that is a Gemara, Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. It's a classic Gemara, but a very geschmacket zustell to this. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, miyom shechar beis hamikdash, from the day that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, nitla nevuah min ha-nevim. Nevuah was taken away from the nevim. V'nitna l'shoytim. And the nevuah was given to the shoytim. U'letinoikais, and it was also given to children. And the Gemara says, l'shoytim mahi. And then the Gemara says, l'tinoikais mahi. And the Gemara brings a well-known story where the Gemara says that Rav Chisda was once sitting, and his daughter, Bas Rav Chisda, was Yosfa B'Kanfel. She was sitting on his lap. And Rav Chisda was learning with two of his Talmidim, Rava and Rami Bar Chama. Amar Allah, so Rav Chisda turns to his daughter and says, Man minayu Boz. Tell me, which one of my Talmidim do you want to marry? Amar Le Travayu. She said, I want to marry both. So the Gemara says, Rava was there. Amar Rava, said Rava, very cleverly said, Vana Basra. I would prefer to be the second husband. Well-known Gemara. But here's the point. Who said it? Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said it. So Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai. The Rabbi Yochanan said, "Miyem shechar beis hamikdash nitla nevuah min ha-nevim v'nitna l'shoyten u'letinoikos." So Rabbi Yochanan held that the nevuah was given to the tinoikos. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai was badik b'yanuka. And everything comes together. He's Badik B'Yanuka. Why? Because l'shitasai, he's the one that holds that nitna nevuah. Incidentally, this idea of psoikli psukik is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Yerideh Simin Kufay and Tess. It's Hilchas Ma'oneinu Mechashev. So he talks about all these different heebie-jeebie things. For the most part, these are things that you're not allowed to do. But there are some things that you are allowed to do. And the Raman, Sifkat and Dalid, says, V'chein muter loymer letinoik psoikli psukich. It's muter to tell a child psoikli psukich. And the Goyin in Birak Ros says, K'may shakasov sham Rabbi Yochanan and Badik B'yanuka. Like the Gemara says in Chulin Tzadikei Amid Beis, that this is something that was darkoi v'min hogei shal Rabbi Yochanan. No, if Rabbi Yochanan did it, then obviously this is something that you'd be allowed to do.